This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with his sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, guys. So I know I was sitting and I was like, no, as much as the message got through, I didn't do it justice. You know what I mean? Because, you know, this one is so powerful. You know, we're speaking about the blueprint as well as unanswered prayers. You understand? Because I want you to get the connection between the two. Because there is no way you are going to change the blueprint of the kingdom of heaven. There is no way. Everything is written down. That's why in the book of Revelations, you'll find that things were done. It says that the lamb was slain before the creation of the world. And you sit and you're like, what the heck are you talking about? Because Jesus came 2,000 years ago. It wasn't before the creation of the world. It's because of the blueprint. These things, guys, you know, even what Adam did in Genesis 3, when he disobeyed Jesus and died spiritually, even though that was not what he was ordained to do, but it was known he would do that. And dad, right there in the beginning, made plans, you know, to correct both him and Jesus, to correct that. That's why I said after Genesis 3, it's the repairs, you know. Daddy is repairing man to his former nature, you understand? So everything is written down, so they don't sit down and as if like they are caught off guard. They are never caught off guard. Everything, they know everything. So when they answer prayers, they look at the blueprint, because you are not supposed to change anything that is written in that blueprint. They look at it. And when you pray according to this blueprint, when this blueprint, guys, is revealed to you and you pray according to it, then you will be answered. Why? You are not changing anything. So this lady is actually asking Jesus to change the blueprint. She says, grant that one of these two sons, you know, may sit at your right and the other at your left, you know. And Jesus is saying, that is not going to happen. Hey, lady, that ain't going to happen, because you are now trying to change the blueprint. You understand? In fact, I think these two sons, they went to their mother and said, you know what, Jesus is going to listen to you because you are an elder. Legally, did they know? Ah, guys, legally, did they know? That's why I keep telling you to study the personality and the character of Jesus. You won't be shocked. You won't be shocked, because Jesus doesn't care about our age. That guy is older than the world. That guy is the one who created the world. How old is he? Ah, guys, I give up. I give up. Someone who's older than the world, you are just 90 years of age, you know? And sometimes I sit and I'm like, why is a 90-year-old age still here? You know, guys, as wrong as it is, and I'm like, why are you still here? Because I'm pretty sure you are so bored. You're older than all of us. You're so bored. You can't even relate. You know what I mean? But I mean, guys, hello, you know, don't mind me. In short, just don't mind me, you know. But Jesus, guys, is older than the world. You understand? So he's not scared of anyone. So they thought that because their mother is older than Jesus, you know, physically, and they thought Jesus is going to give in. Jesus cannot do that. He cannot do that, because this blueprint, no one can change it. This blueprint, no one can change it. That's why our prayers are yes and amen. In whom? In Jesus. Meaning, when you pray according to his will, when you pray according to what he says, you are not changing a blueprint. He listens to your prayers and say, damn, these prayers are written here. Exactly in this blueprint, they are going to be answered. I don't know, guys, if you understand. They are going to be answered. Because other than that, guys, your prayers, they bump there into that ceiling and come down to you. Come down to you if they don't go to that second heaven, to where Satan is. You know, because just because the thing you wished for happened doesn't mean that They answered it. If it wasn't in line with his word, then it ain't happening. It ain't happening. You know, I was speaking about doctors, you know, in the previous part, you know. Actually, me not going to doctors, well, I have faith that I'll be healed. That's just number one, that I've got faith, because I sit and I'm like, listen, you need me here on earth because I'm doing your will. You need me here on earth, so you'll make sure that I get healed. Guys, that's the benefit of doing his will. When you sit and you're like, ah, daddy, you're going to heal me. I won't even pray. I'll wait until you heal me. Why? You need me here on earth because I'm doing your will. If I'm doing your will, you want me here because people are busy preaching their own things. So you want someone who will preach your word exactly as it is. So I won't die because of a headache. I won't die because of this sickness, because you need me here. I will die when your will is done. When I'm done with your will, then I will die physically. You understand, guys? The benefit, guys, of doing that man's will, as difficult as it is, there's a benefit in it. While others are busy praying for healing and everything, you don't do that. Why? You sit and you're like, if I die right now, excuse me, who's going to do that? You know, guys, I sit and I'm like, damn, I'm raw. Damn, I'm raw. Well, guys, you can't blame me. It's Jesus. I learned from my Lord. You know, my Lord, guys, he never got sick, because if he dies because of sickness, then who's going to give us blood? You know, guys, there are things we have to think about, things like that, you know. But at the same time, guys, you sit and you're like, hey, if I go to a doctor, the doctor will come back with a disease that he has never heard of himself. You know, guys, they come back with names of sicknesses that they have not heard of them before you got into that office. Ah, guys, I'm telling you, they will tell you that you've got this, and that. And you're like, what the heck is this? They don't even know. They just come up with it with their ugly handwriting. And you're like, hell, never. I ain't going there. You know, I'm joking, guys, but seriously, you know, the reason I don't do doctors is because I sit and I'm like, I'm not going to die because of a sickness. Because of that, no. I'm going to die after your will is done. It's finished, because you need me to finish. You know, I have to be done. So once I'm done, then I will die physically. You understand? Sickness will come later. Right now, I have to be strong. You understand? To do this work, then I can die after that. You know what I mean? But this lady, guys, was trying to change. You know, and Jesus says, indeed, in fact, Jesus, before that, in verse 22, because this one was taken from the Gospel of Matthew 20, says, you don't know what you are asking. Jesus said to them, can you drink the cup I'm going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit in my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. You understand? Maybe it's you who's going to be sitting there. You understand? If you're doing his will and it's something that is way too important, maybe it's you who's going to be sitting there. You understand? And Jesus is saying, no, John, you are not going to sit there. James, you are not going to be sitting there. You understand? Why? Because these places belong to so and so. So if I change those places, I'm actually changing a blueprint. For you, you're joking. For you, I ain't doing that. This place belongs to that person. You understand? Maybe it belongs to David. I don't know. Maybe it belongs to you. I don't know. One thing I know for a fact, guys, doesn't belong to me. Believe me, it can't belong to me. I tell him every day. I said, you know what? Obeying you is difficult already as it is. Your will is so hard already as it is. For me, it's okay to enter and sit there by the gate. I'm fine with that. I'm not going close. I'm not coming closer. Hell to the never. Because if I have to climb closer, guys, if I have to come closer, I must suffer more. Because the more you suffer, you understand, guys, you get to that higher place in the kingdom of heaven. Ah, guys, I mean, Jesus had to go to the cross to get to where he is. Hell to the never. No. Enough is enough, guys. Too much pain. I'm already. So you might be the one sitting there. It might be Solomon, but it's most definitely not me. It's not me. I tell him, as long as I enter that kingdom, and even if I sit by the gate, I'm okay. Guys, you know, Jesus is asking them, he's saying them, can you drink the cup I'm going to drink? In other words, these places belong to the people who are willing to drink this cup. Ah, guys, do you want to drink that cup? Ah, guys, it's difficult to obey that man. Less, guys, ah, never. It's difficult to obey that man, let alone, you know, doing his will. His disciples were flogged, were killed. You understand? In fact, Jesus tells them that when Peter asked him, they asked him, what is in it for us? You know, we've left everything for you. What are we going to get? And Jesus says, you who have left homes, sisters, brothers, children, wives, you know, for my sake, field, meaning your workplaces, for my sake, you will gain 100 times more. And he says to them, you will sit in those 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Ah, guys, I don't know, guys. I don't know who's going to change that blueprint. Even worse, when you read the book of Revelation, it says that the names of the disciples were written in the walls of Jerusalem. I mean, guys, those names are there. Minus Judas Iscariot. Obviously, it's Paul's, because Paul is the one who, you know, who replaced Judas. I mean, Judas, after he committed suicide, you understand? Yes, they tried to put in Matthias by the casting of the Lord, but Jesus said, I've got my Paul, you know? So, obviously, their names are written, you know, in the walls of Jerusalem. Now, are you telling me that someone else is going to change that? No, no one is going to change that. Why? It's the blueprint. So, when you pray according to the blueprint, you're like, yeah, yeah. And he's so happy. Why? Because you are praying what is already written. You are not changing a blueprint. Don't try to change a blueprint. That's all I'm saying, guys. Don't try to change a blueprint. It's not going to work. Crocodile tears, bribing him, ain't gonna work. You know, we find people disobeying that man upstairs and going to church and giving tithes and giving offerings, thinking that God is going to accept their money and forgive them. He doesn't want your money. Guess what? He doesn't want your money. In fact, when you disobey him, he doesn't want it at all. Believe me when I tell you. I know what I'm talking about. He will tell you, the one who is still obeying him, don't take money from that person. Why? This person is not obeying me. Believe me, guys, I've been there, guys. I've been dealing with people who refuse to obey that man after knowing the truth. And these people ran after money, and they've got money now. They're coming to me with money, and I don't take their monies anymore. They don't understand why. They don't understand why. And I've been told, don't take money from that person. This person is not obeying me. That man, guys, upstairs doesn't care about money. He doesn't have respect for money. It didn't come from his kingdom. It came from a kingdom of darkness. So he doesn't care about money. Yes, it helps to further his will. But guess what? That man, in fact, Jesus will tell Peter to go to the lake, draw out the fish, and then get out, I mean, and get the money out of the fish. You understand? Why? It's because he doesn't have to work to get money. That guy will multiply bread. He doesn't rely on money. I mean, guys, you are expecting someone who doesn't rely on money, who do things without money, and you think that you're going to disobey him and get more money and give him money. A person who doesn't rely on money, I mean, guys, you are a fool. If you seriously think that Jesus relies on money, then you are a fool. That guy doesn't care about money because he doesn't rely on money. He will tell you to go and shit and get money from your shit. Believe me when I tell you. You know, so he doesn't care. So people will disobey him and go about trying to get more money and trying to give you money as if like that man wanted money. No, he will tell me, this one is no longer obeying me. Don't take money from them. And you will be like, why are you no longer take money from me? Because that man doesn't want your money anymore. You are disobeying him. He doesn't care about your money. So you find pastors preaching you riches and earthly blessings is because they are the ones who want money, not Jesus. That man only wants your soul, not money. He doesn't care about money. So you need to understand these things. It's blueprint. Don't change his blueprint. If you understand that it's all about the blueprint, you will be fine. Thank you.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God. Correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, The Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.